This is Colin Graham, and I'm talking to Rhiannon Owens Hall. Can you tell me what you currently do, please, Rhiannon?
Yes, currently I'm a sessional lecturer in Glyndŵr University, preparing students to be primary school teachers, and I teach them geography and music, and I'm a liaison tutor for school-based experiences.
Okay, so I've just got two questions to ask you. How should we educate people in the future?
The best way, I feel, is for them to be prepared for the challenges that they're going to meet in a changing society, and help them understand ways that they can enable themselves to find out a whole load of things that they need in this ever-changing world, with its different priorities of economics and sustainable life at different areas. So I think, you know, the more encompassing and holistic an approach that they have, rather than compartmentalising life into subjects, which is very difficult at the moment for them, they need to be helped to make the connections, one subject with another, one area with another, so that everything is interdependent.
Okay, and so, I mean, based on your experience of this, what do we need to be doing now to enable that future to happen?
Well, it depends on which part of the country you're living in. I think that Wales has probably got a more open approach to the curriculum than they have in England and Scotland. They have more opportunities to develop children's thinking and their skills, so that allows them to develop areas of the... It enables them to learn how to learn. And I think that's what we need to do more of. We need to give them opportunities where they can experience different ways of learning, learn to use their skills in a different variety of settings, and get rid of some of the superfluous knowledge that some of these children are expected to cram into their heads, which actually is going to be no use to them whatsoever in their future lives. It's almost like having a personalised, child-centred curriculum, going back to Plowden in 1967, but that's each child to its own needs, really, so giving them the opportunity to grow. But there are certain children who are not experiencing these things because people think they need to know things, and actually they won't ever be able to get a handle on those things.
Okay, thank you.